21 past 12, we welcome back for the first time in 2011, Kim Bolson, naturopath. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Graham.
You've got a really interesting topic today, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners will be interested in this. But before we talk about it, we want them to go and get a mirror, a little mirror.
We do. We're going to do a top-to-toe check, health checklist for you today.
Righto. The thing that we're going to do today is tell you what signs your body gives if you are deficient in something. We hear, Kim, a lot of people say, oh, look, I've been diagnosed, I'm deficient in, I've got an iron deficiency or a zinc deficiency or whatever. But how do we know? But you say that there are some telltale signs that our body will show that we have, in fact, got one of these deficiencies.
Absolutely. So we might start, and some of these have been used by the medical profession for a very long time.
Mm.
So we might start from the head down.
Righto.
All right, if everyone's got their mirror there, ready? So, if we might start at the head, the thinning of the hair can sometimes mean there's a hormonal imbalance, there can be stress, there can also be genetics involved. If you have a cracked tongue, now a tongue should actually be very smooth,
right?
If you actually have the Grand Canyon running through your tongue, you have problems generally with B vitamins and minerals, whether you're not getting enough or you're not absorbing them.
I am not going to show you my tongue.
I have my mirror here, come on.
No. I'm not going to show you my tongue.
Right.
So if you've got a crack in your tongue.
Yes, and a lot of people have very deep cracks. They have one centre crack and then they have cracks that are coming perpendicular out from that. Now, if you had those cracks on your wrist or your arm, you would be horrified. You would go off and get some help, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So you really shouldn't have that. The tongue should be smooth,
yep,
and it should be a nice healthy pink with no coating and no cracks.
So deficient in what if they've got a cracked tongue?
Generally B vitamins,
yep,
and some of your key minerals such as zinc.
Right.
Alrighty.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, let's move down.
Cracks in the corners of the mouth often B2, and they'll often come in wintertime as well.
Mm.
So again, B vitamin deficiencies. Some ladies and men will often get the brown marks on the side of their faces, brown patchy marks.
Yeah.
Young girls get it, called chloasma, it's due to the pill, but these are generally due to stress and cortisol problems. So
right,
there we go.
Okay.
Now, a very interesting one, the earlobe. This is used by doctors, I think it still is actually. If you have a crease running from the bottom part of the inner ear out to the earlobe,
yep,
so it's literally from diagonally out, that can actually mean heart problems or circulation problems. Now, why? Because this is part of the body's extremity, the earlobes. And blood has to get, obviously, to the extremities. Now, if there's any blockage right at the capillary bed, if there's any blockage in there, that tissue will start to shrivel and produce wrinkles and creases. And so you're not going to be getting the full flow of blood right to the extremities, and you'll find that people generally with sometimes cholesterol but heart and circulation problems will have this direct line coming straight down from there. That is a very old-fashioned diagnostic tool.
I can see people now. I can't, but I can imagine looking in the mirror. Okay, now I'm right so far.
Exactly.
Oh, hang on a minute. I found a crack in the tongue. No. Righto, so
I'm cracking up. Never mind.
Right, okay.
Alrighty. Now, running down to the tops of the arms. So if you just have a little feel on the backs of the arms, all right, roll the shirt up and feel on the skin. If you feel tiny little lumps and bumps, you can't loofah those off. It's called hyperkeratosis folliculitis, blah, blah. All it means is that you're lacking omegas, so your essential fatty acids, your fish oils, maybe some borage or evening primrose, with probably a vitamin A deficiency thrown in there as well.
Lumps on the back of the arm.
Lumps on the backs of the arms. They're very, very common.
Yep.
And very common in young people. Another thing that's common in young people, and you'll see them a lot at the checkouts if you notice, white spots on the fingernails. So if you have a look, and if you've got any white spots or white markings on any of your fingers, that is a fair sign that you are a little bit deficient to a lot deficient in zinc.
Zinc.
Now, I can see something on your nails, Graham.
Yeah.
Yeah? I can see longitudinal ridges. Can you see those?
Yes, I can.
Right, okay. That's the next one. Longitudinal ridges. It can mean low protein or poor protein intake or absorption, and that can also mean mineral problems. And in some women, it can also mean iron. So all of those things have to be checked out because they're going to be those three areas that can contribute to those longitudinal ridges.
Okay.
The nails should be nice and flat. You better sit on those nails.
I am. I'm not going to show you my tongue or my nails anymore.
No.
Okay.
Going down, back up to the neck. Now, a lot of the time, because I treat a lot of thyroid conditions in the clinic, We'll often see like a roll, like a fatty roll around the neck.
Yep.
Now, apart from that possibly being part of an overweight condition, that can sometimes be a simple goiter, which is more or less an iodine deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
So for people who don't eat a lot of iodine, what happens is that their throat starts to look a little bit puffy and starts to swell. It's quite obvious. You can tell.
Right.
And usually a simple iodine test that I do in clinic will sort that out.
Mm-hmm.
And taking iodine drops.
All right.
You need your thyroid. All right. Easy bruising. So, for example, if you bump into a chair, and really you shouldn't get too much of a bruise from that, but if you notice, black marks,
yep.
Usually vitamin C and bioflavonoids are lacking. And our diet isn't that strong on both of those things. So you really have to take the white pith of oranges is actually bioflavonoid. You have to eat that. Or else you take some bioflavonoid powders, and that will often help to strengthen the capillary bed so that you're not bleeding. A bruise is a bleed.
Mm.
What's happened is the capillary bed has just bled. And so you'll probably find that will also help things like some vein problems and, you know, swollen veins.
Okay. Do we dare go any further down?
We've got a few more if we've got time.
Yeah, yeah.
Dry skin on your legs. So all that fish scaly skin that a lot of ladies get, some men do too, usually look at your omegas. So your fish oils, your borage, your evening primrose oil, and throw in some vitamin E. And the last one, those ugly big cracks on your heels.
Yes.
Yes.
Righto.
Yes. Again, fish oils, omegas with your vitamin E. And, of course, usually people who are really busy don't get much time to look down at their feet, so that's the last place that they actually attend to.
No, but I know a lot of people with those cracked heels, they do get very painful after a while.
Yeah, they can. And there's usually only, nutritionally, those few things plus a particular urea-based cream that I recommend in clinic.
Mm.
That's the only thing that will actually heal it.
Mm-hmm.
So no amount of your sorbeline, which has got, you know, petrol in it. Don't even touch those. It just won't work. So what you need to do is actually increase your water, increase your fatty acids, you know, your vitamin E, and use a urea-based heel cream, and that will actually fix that.
Okay, so you can pick up, when you see somebody who comes to you to have a bit of a chat, you can have a look and see immediately that they're deficient in one of these particular vitamins.
Every person
or
gets a thorough check over. That's exactly right.
Righto.
Yes, yes.
Okay. What were the lines in the fingernails again for?
You probably need to have a look at how you're digesting your protein and whether or not you're actually having enough or have had enough in the past, your minerals and iron.
Okay. Mm. Check that out. And then as soon as you leave, I'm going into the men's to have a look in the mirror and check my tongue. Hey, look, it's good. If you'd like to have a chat with Kim Bolson, she is taking bookings now for March when she's next here in Toowoomba. If you inquire at Grand Central.
Grand Central Discount Drugstore Pharmacy.
Okay, and you'll be there in March.
I will
be. And people can have a chat to you about their vitamin or mineral deficiencies. Wonderful. Kim, thank you for coming in. Most interesting.
Thank you, Graham.
Bye. It's 12:29.